Hatznus together, Shois Rosso Yisraelim, because of this now she becomes Rosso Yerlim to her husband. Still you tell him, in Harayim is Kayemis, be Eidechon, you believe in Eidechon, Eidechon is enough. If so, Eidus are Yishayna, the first Eidus, Shema Yisraelim, Yisraelim, Matan Yisraelim, Eimer Din, Shet is Kayem, be Eidechon, isn't the Svar, Shem is Kayem, be Eidechon, shouldn't the Svar and Eidechon be enough? They say, Tamalayim, the Pasuk says no, Ki Motza Bo'er Vazdover. Says the Pasuk what? Ki Motza Bo'er Vazdover. By Aroyis, it says Erva. Dover. By Momnis, it says, by Money Matters, it says, Apishnayim Eidim Yokum Dover. You have to have two Eidim. So, Idarshin Ma Lahalan Apishnayim, just like by Momnis, by Money Matters, we know, you always have to have two Eidim. Is Afkan the same thing by Aroyis? Anytime you have Eidim to say something about Aroyis, is Apishnayim, you have to have two Eidim. So, Melo, the Indian of Tino and Stiro, that's something to make the wife a soita, to make a rosa on a husband. Havadi, you have to have two Eidim. There's only a special Xeros HaKosev that the soif, after you have Tino and Stiro, that is a Raglayim Ladover, that most probably she did have Znus. If you have now when Eidechot saying yes, he saw the way they had Znus, then we talk and believe the Eidechot. But before you had the king of Astira, that's the law all over by all Eidus of Ishis, of Aroyis, you need two Eidim. That's the Zereshova, Dover, Dover. It says, Alfishna, you made him welcome Dover, and it says, Kimotza, Bevas, Dover. Then the Mishnah goes on. What about Eidim and Itmas? One Eid says, yes, she became Tomei. She had Znus. But right away, the Eidim and Itmas. Another Eid says, no, she didn't have the Znus. Since so, the klal is one aid cancels out the second aid, and therefore Isha Emeris, so therefore she drinks. What about Isha Emeris Nitzmas? One Isha says she was Tommy. Another if Isha Emeris learned Nitzmas. Hoysha Shaisa. In both these two cases, the two aid echos like cancel out one another, and therefore we're left with a regular din of a soita, that was only king of a stira, and therefore she could still drink the Mayamarim. What about Echoroim Nitzmas? Also a good case that you can still drink the Mehamorim. Because true, you had one Eidech at first hand, it was Nus, but then you have two other Eidim now. The two other Eidim, or even the case before, they're not saying they know for sure she did not have Nus, because then why should she drink? Just means to say that by this theory now, you were not able like to see that she had this Nus. The two Eidim are saying back to the first one, how could you say you saw them have Znus together, they were living together, like you weren't there, or at the same time you were there, I was there, and I didn't see anything, so most probably you didn't see anything either. So they're not saying that they did not have Znus, they're only saying, how do you know that they had Znus? So therefore, the loch is, the first Eid gets cancelled out, and we're left without an Eid that there was Znus, and therefore the loch is, she can still drink the Mayamon. What about, Shnayim Oimrim Nitzmas, two Eidim said she had this Nus. V'yechur Oimrim Loi Nitzmas, Lohoysa Shoysa. Then Shita, Havad, the two Eidim is Nemon. One Eid can't go Kenega, two Eidim. So first she had two Eidim that said she had this Nus. So Shita, even though lady have another Eidechot saying she did not have this Nus, that means nothing. That everybody knows, one cannot go Kenega, two. Havad, the two is Nemon.
Only two Eidim.
Yeah. So more stuff like this now. Hi Talmud Loima ki motza be'ervas dover, like you want to ask the question we is, how come the first Eidus needs to aid him? So he said, it's a Gzera Shava, that Aroyus needs to aid him, a dover shebe'erva, you need to aid him. That's the Gzera Shava of dover dover. So for the Gemara, Talmud typically, bo, v'loi v'kinu, bo, v'loi v'stir, they had before, it says bo, aid ain't bo, we had a drush before, that did you believe in Eidecha, the diak was bo. Means only at the end you believe in Eidechot. But bo v'loi v'kino, bo v'loi v'stira we dashim before. That by kino and stira there we don't believe in Eidechot. There you would have to need to aid him. So what do you have to come on to exereshava dova dova mimamayin? Learn out better in the Pasha of Saita itself. That the Torah believes in Eidechot, the aid ain't bo, it's actually the word bo. Only besoif by tuma, by the znus, do we believe in Eidechot. But not by the kino, not by the stira. All right, turn over. Sumara says, "Me, this is what's really saying. Talmud loy me bo. Says the word eid ain't bo. And the Chacham is taking true that a neidechur is not nema by kinu and by stiru. Now, the tumma biyam, what about a regular znus? V'loi kinu, v'loi stiru. T'loi nehem a neidechur minolun. How do you know there? That was the Mishnah asking. That's by kinu and stiru. That's pshit, you only believe the neidechur. You only believe two edim. One neidechur is not nemon. Because the Pasuk says clearly, V'yedein bo, by tumma we believe in Eidechon, and not by kina, not by stira, that we know. But now what the Mishnah needs the Gzera Shavu for is, what about Stama's nus? Renisha was not a Saiti, she didn't have kina, she didn't have stira. Stama, Eidechon says upon an Eishesish, she lived with a man. Do we believe the Eidechon or not? That's the Shiloh. There, Minolan, how do we know we don't believe in Eidechon? On this we say, Nema Kan Dover, it says over here, Kimotso Bervas Dover, V'nema lahalan, it says by mumnis, dover. So ma lahalan bishnei edim, afkan bishnei edim. Just like over there, by money matters, always needs to edim, afishnayim edim, yokum dover. Who would then over here also by arroyas? So we have an edecho that's saying that an ashes ish has nus with another man. We don't believe the edecho is not nemun, and he's not allowed to say the edis. Either to bezin, it's called lashon hara. Since bezin is not going to believe him, it's only called lashon hara. So an edecho is not nemun by arroyas. After she had kina v'stira, now when Eidecha comes and says, yes, I saw them living together, he's believed. Tomorrow says, the Mishnah says cases, time of the komachishle. Only when one goes against one, he says the opposite. Holoi komachishle Eidecha neheman. For if there wouldn't be a chosh, if one would not be going against the other one, he would be believed. Minohani mili, again, how do we know an Eidecha is neheman here by Saita? By Tumah. The Torah Rabbanim goes in the Brice again. The Pasuk says, the Eid Ein Bo. There was no Eidim. So, Bishnayim Akosim Medavis. Talking about there was no two Eidim. But there was one Eid, and we believe that one Eid. Tawaim, you're telling me now, Bishnayim, there were no two. Maybe not, Oyeinu El Biyechot. Maybe the Pasuk means there was not even one. Because you don't believe one. Tamad Loima Lo Yokum Neidechot Biyish. Says you don't believe in Neidechot Biyish. It says an aid doesn't come up, and Yedei Yeshuecha doesn't aid mean one. How come here the Pasuk has to say an aid echa to mean one mamish? So Mishkemar says, Zebonah, there's a binyanav, that komokum shenema aid, harein ken shenayim. Whatever the Pasuk says the word aid, it always means shenayim. Ad sheyifuduchu akostiv echad, until the Torah says clearly aid echad. And like it says over here, lo yokum eid echot. But other places, whenever the Torah says the word aid, aid always means to aid. Now, v'yomer rachmona trei telespo. It says two there was no, there wasn't two aidim over here. Elachat, there was only one aid. And the apostle says, v'hi loin is pos asura. That if she was not forced to have this nus, she thought it becomes asa. So here we see, if there was an aid echot there, the aid echot is nemo that she should become asa. Now the chivon di midirais say dechod mehemon. If so, kademo akasha. If an eidechod is nemon by saita, after we have kina b'stira, now if an eidechod comes and says, "I saw the way they had nus," we believe this eidechod. He's nemon. If so, later when the second eidechod comes and says, "No, she did not have nus," for the gemara either chechi motzi machishle. How could he be believed the second one to go against the first one? Because the famous klal is the Omar Ula said. That komokom sheminu torei dechod, whenever you have a chiddush, that the Torah believes in a dechod, like over here by Saita, by Tumma, the Torah believes in a dechod, the klal is, harei kan shnayim, that once the Torah believes him, he has a loch of mamash like two edim. It's silly as if Bezin now heard from two edim that they had nus. If so, how could they believe the second aid to go against the first one? We should say, V'yein d'vor shalechot b'mokam shnayim. One has no power to go against two. So what's the answer? Lo ama ula. Tony learned like this. Lehoisa shoisa. She did not drink. Enochanami. She does not drink. The cloud is we believe the first aid. And the second aid talk is not nemon. And the chayin omer of Yitzhak. Lehoisa shoisa. She did not drink. Rabbi Chiyah wa ama hoisa shoisa. Rabbi Chiyah said, no, she does drink. For the Gemara said, Rabbi Chiyah kasha diyula. From the Lachia Kasha Dula Kasha. It's a Marine to Dula Kasha Sana Kasha. I'll tell you a test like this. Kan the Vasachas, Kan the Zachazer. It depends if the two Adam come the Vasach at the same time. Then the Lumdis is where Bezdin was never Makamba the first aid. Like as soon as the first aide said there was znus, right away the second one says there was no znus. So Bezdin never accepted the first one. Right away there was one against him, so Bezdin doesn't hear even the first one. But at first one aide came by himself, and Bezdin was in the Kabul, and Bezdin accepted him. Once Bezdin accepts the first aide, that's like two aidim. Later, if a second aide would come, or one aide would come and say the opposite, true, we would not believe him anymore. Because once we believe the first aid, that's the loch of Ula, Kolmokim, Shemina, Wedech, and Reikan, Shnayim. He's believed talking like two aidim. But over here we're talking about they came b'vasachat. If they both came at the same time, then the pshat is Bezdin has to hear first both of them. So Bezdin, true, here's the first aid that said they had znus. But Bezdin can't believe him yet, because Bezdin knows right away there's another way to have to listen to. So Bezdin first listens to both aides. After Bezdin hears both of them, now Bezdin says, listen, I can't leave either one of them, because one is going against the other one. So we throw them both away. That's called Erecha Be'achosh Ablai Klumu. But that we say, Komokim Sheminu, that's the Zeach is there. The first you had one aide that says, Takin, it was Znus, we believed him. Then later, second aide comes later, then Takin, we don't believe the second aide. All right, we'll stop here. That's you're holding that flamer all from the base. Again, from the two dots in the middle of them. From where it says, time of the command, it says, Eid Dechot, I'm in the Tamah. The Mishnah said, a Chiddush, that if an Eid Dechot says she had Tumor, that had Znus, we believe the Eid Dechot. So then the Mishnah says, cases that one Eid goes against the other Eid. So again, the Mishnah says, time of the command, Hashlei. That first an eight says there was tumah, then an eight said there was no tumah. Holoi komachishlei, but if the second eight does not disagree, is eight dechod mehemet, we talk to believe the eight dechod when they say they saw she had znus. We know, and immediately how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanin, the Pasuk says, vi eid ein bo. There was no eidim there. So vishnayim hakosu medav, the Pasuk is talking about two, they're saying there was no two eidim, but there was one eid, and we believe that one eid. So Gemara says, how do you know this? To'ayma, you want to tell me, Vishnayim, the Pasuk says two. Oyeinu elu b'yechod, maybe the Pasuk is talking about only one aid, that there was not even one aid there. On this Talmud, another Pasuk says, lo yoku neidechod b'yish. On neidechod cannot say aidis. So that's a Pasuk that says clearly in aidechod. The question is, why does the Pasuk have to say yechod? Mimashma shenema lo yoku meid, since it says an aid can't come up. Any yadeya, don't I know, shu echod, that it's one. Eid means one. Ma tamad loy me echod, how come over here the Pasuk got to say echod, only one? So zeh bon av, this is a binyan av, we learn out from here all over, that komokam shenemar eid. Any other place where the Pasuk says the word eid, harei kan shnayim. The word eid in the Torah, taka means two eidim. Achi yifra the klakos of echod, until the Torah says clearly one. So now over here, the Yom Rachmona Trei Lespa says in the Pasuk by Saita there were no Eidim. That means there were no two Eidim there. Elochad, but rather there was one Eid there that saw she had his nus. Now the Pasuk goes on, Fihi loynis posa, that she was not forced to have this nus. Therefore Asura she zasa. So why is she yasa? Because an Eid Echad saw it, and we believe in Eid Echad. Now the question is, since this is the Gezeirat HaKotiv, that after we have king of Estira, after a husband warned his wife, and there was Estira, now if an Eid Echad says he saw the Yad Znus, we believe the Eid Echad. If so, Eidok, the second Eid Echad, Hechi Motsu Makashlei, how could the second Eid Echad go against the first Eid Echad? Ayviyoma Ula said that Komokam Sheminu Tor Eid Echad, wherever the Torah believes one aid, the klal is harei kan shnayim. After we believe him, he's considered like we have two aidim here. If so, the klal should be v'ein tvorav shel echad b'mokam shnayim. How could you believe one aid b'mokam shnayim b'mokam two aidim? Since the first aid should be like two aidim, how could you believe him now? So Elo Oma Ulu learns like this. Tony learned like this. Lehoisa shaisa. That true, she does not drink. Ula changes the din. That at first an Eid Echad comes and says he saw the way they had znus together. We believe the Eid Echad. And therefore she does not drink. Even though later another Eid Echad says no, she did not have znus, we do not believe the second Eid Echad. Because the first Eid is believed Because that's the law that komokim sheminu eidechor harei kan tishnayim is considered like two eidim. And the chen amar Rav Yitzchok, Yitzchok also learned like this, loy hoise shoise, that she does not shrink. In other words, we believe the first eid that said there was nus. So when we know they have nus together, she does not drink the mei hamarim. So therefore the dinya, she does not drink here. Even though later a second eidechot came and said, no, she did not have this nus. We do not say one cancels out the other one, but rather we say that we believe the first one. Therefore, she does not drink. Rav Chiya says, "Hoisa shoisa no." That we tata say it's one kineged one, and the locker is that she does drink. She tata does drink the mehamarim. In other words, one a cancels out the other one. We're left with no edim. Therefore, she drinks. So Marius Takasha, the Rav Chiya Kasha Dula. So Rav Chiya comes out to Kasha Nula, like Hurul is saying, right? That the Hurul is a Kasha, that since we believe the first eight, Ketrei, so how could we believe the second eight to be Machash the first one? So my answer is, like Kasha, I'll tell you there's no Kasha. Kan b'vasachas, kan b'zirachazir. When does Ula say we believe the first eight, that's b'zirachazir? If first one eight came, and we believed him, so it's considered like two, then later a second eight is not believed. But when they both came to Vasachas to Bezdin, Bezdin hears both of them like together, and when Bezdin hears both of them, they don't know who to believe. So therefore they both cancel out one another. So that's what the Rechi is talking about. When you had one aid saying she had this nus, and another aid saying no, and they came together to Bezdin, so now Bezdin does not believe either one of them, that's called Eidechot Bachosha. That's not a kash to Ula. Ula only said that once the Bezdin believes one Eidechot, when the Kabbalim by himself, then he's considered like two. So then later, if another Eid Echad comes, we talk, don't believe the second one. But if they both come about Tachas, that's the locha, one goes connected to the other one. Tanam, we learned like this. Eidoim in Etzimas, if one Eid Echad says she has Nus, Hushnayim oimim loin Etzimas, and two Eidim said, no, she did not have Nus, and the locha is Pshita Hoysa Shoysa, that she drinks the Me'amorim. In other words, we believe the two Eidim connected to one, that the two Eidim are just saying that they don't know for sure she didn't have Znus altogether, just means to say that they're saying to the first day that you said you saw them as Znus, at that time, like you were with us, you couldn't have seen it, it's not true. But it's possible that this lady had Znus. We only know there was Stira. So therefore, Minas Sofik, we make a drink the Me'amar. That's what the Mishnah says. That if you have one and then two, we believe the two. So Mars Medayi Ko Chada V'Chada, Lehoisa Shoisa. Mashma would be one against one, then she would not drink. Mashma, then we would believe the first Eidechot. Since so it's Yuchta the Rav Chiya, it's a Kashan Rav Chiya. Here it's Mashma, even B'zeach HaZeh. Or even B'Basachas Mashma, here it's Mashma, even B'Basachas. That's only because you have two against one. But Mashma, if you have one against one, we believe the first one at all times, even B'Basachas. So of course, Mashma not like Rav Chiya. That still the Torah believed the first Eidechot that says Netzmas, he's believed, and the second one is not Neman, even though they come in Bavas Achas. It's also considered, like the Torah says to believe the Eidechot that says Nus, so therefore we believe him, like two, and the other one is not Neman to go against him, even though it's Bavas Achas. So of course the Kasha and Abchiyah, so Amulok and Abchiyah answers like this, all the time, according to your time anyway, to Kasha, for the time, I'm a Sefer. Let's see the Sefer. What does it say in the Sefer? Shnayim oimrim netmas. If two Eidim said, yes, we saw the way they had Znus together. V'yechod oim aloin netmas. And one Eidechot says, no, you couldn't have seen because you were with us. She did not have Znus at that time. So lochariz lehoysa shoysa. She does not drink. Shita, we believe the first two Eidim. Oh, and the second Eid is not believed. So it's mashma though, hochod of the chod, hoysa shoysa. But mashma would be only one against one. Then they would cancel out one another, and then they would drink the Mei HaMarim. So it's a stira, the Diyukim are stiridic anyway. So Gemara answers here, El Atayu Kulo B'Psuliyadis. So you hear the soul Bryce here is talking about, P'Suliyadim we're talking about. Not that it was a kosher Eidechot, but rather they were P'Sulim, Postle Eidechot here. If we have Nehemiah, this Bryce goes according to Nehemiah. The Tanya will learn like this, Rabbi Nehemiah Omer. That komokam shemino Torah Eidechod, whenever the Torah believes in Eidechod. So he learns to say, like Rashi says, like tziu liyedis zeh michlau kol eidah sheba Torah, the thikar psula nekshayrim shavim bo, that since the Torah believes in Eidechod, it's different than all over, and here even a apostle is nemalek kosher. Therefore he says, that holach achar roiv deyas, you go bust to the majority of the people. And the also shtei noshim b'yishechot. If two ladies are staying against one man, it's kishnei noshim b'yishechot. We believe the two ladies. In other words, when the edus is believed by an edechot, it's a new parasha of edus. And then we go bust to roiv day, it's the majority of the people. So if you have two against one, we believe the two. Therefore, you go bust to roiv day, it's amidim adover. That's the pshachnas vice over here. We're talking about psula yedis. And by psula yedis, then the klali is you go bust to the majority of the yedis. And vika the army, someone say like this. That kol heichot di osa eidechot kosher mikara. Whenever first an eid kosher came first, then I tell you the locker is afilu meyanoshim namiki eidechot amyan. That even if 100 ladies come later, no. And the Chemi also agrees that the first eidechot of his kosher, when the Torah believes in Eidechod, a kosher Eidechod, he's mamish number like two Eidim. It's sitted like you have mamish two Eidim here. So Mela, then even if 100 ladies say the opposite, we don't believe them. So 100 ladies is only considered like one. Mea noshanamek yechodami. For hocha b'mayaskin,